The Future According To, an audio column about future developments in tech, science, society, and culture. Exclusively on BMW.com. This time, the future of startups in the automotive industry with Alexandra Renner.
Imagine that you're a startup founder who has developed an excellent technology. However, you now face the challenge of finding the right partner within a large organization like BMW. You need someone who can provide valuable feedback, help you understanding automotive requirements and processes, and ultimately assist you in introducing your product to billions of cars. My name is Alexandra Renner, and today I will explain you how the BMW Startup Garage supports startups in shaping the future of the automotive industry. Back in 2014, I was a young engineering student in Munich, and I had the dream of inventing a technology that could change our daily lives. So I registered for the business plan course at the Technical University of Munich. At the opening event, I was part of the idea fair with the following poster: I have an idea, looking for a team. That's actually how I met my co-founders. We spent hours on our campus or in cafes or in parks and worked on our idea. In the end, we realized that we wanted to enter the field of augmented reality. 10 years ago, we were 100% sure that this was going to be the next big thing. Shortly after, we had our first prototype, and what we needed most was feedback from potential customers. Does our technology solve a real problem, or would anyone be willing to pay for it? One of those potential customers was BMW, as we knew that they were already working on AR technology very early on. The problem was, how do we find and approach the right person? How can a small company like ours become a supplier of BMW and compete against already existing suppliers? Fast forward a few years and things have changed. In 2015, BMW was the first company that created a venture client unit. As a venture client, BMW becomes the early adopter of a startup's product or service, even if the product is still in the prototype stage. Our job at the BMW Startup Garage is comparable to that of a matchmaker. Think about Tinder. We connect BMW's engineers that have technical challenges with startups that have solutions for those challenges. In my first job at BMW, I worked at the series development. My key takeaway was the understanding of automotive industrialization. What does it take to bring a new technology into a car? What are the requirements and the challenges when you develop such a complex system? And why does this process take so much time? Thanks to this experience, I'm now able to understand both worlds. Startups that develop and improve the technologies at a remarkable pace, and of course, corporates, which must ensure that they deliver safe and dependable products to their customers. My personal motivation is to help both sides. On the one hand, I help our startups understand the relevant steps from the first pilot project to the moment when their technology reaches the customer, and on the other hand, help our engineers navigate through our BMW internal processes and implement the startup technologies. One of the things I love about my job is that I'm always learning. I get to work with startups in different areas, which are not necessarily related to the automotive industry. As a result, I have unique insights into the future, and I cannot wait to be a part of it when all these technologies contribute to making our world a better and, of course, a more sustainable place. One example are sustainable materials. Who would expect that you can produce vegan leather alternatives out of cactus, like the Mexican startup Adriano Di Marti, or that you can use charcoal as a filler for plastic, like the German startup Made of Air? Startups are often experts in niche technologies and from other industries. Our goal is to speed up the process and to work around all the difficulties that can arise when a smaller entity like a startup collaborates with a huge corporation like BMW. Recently, we worked on an in-car gaming project. We identified a startup called Air Console that was driven by a completely different business. Gaming. By using our venture client approach, we were able to adopt the technology within less than 2 years from pilot to series. Just as a comparison for you, the typical time frame for moving from a first pilot to series ranges from 3 to 5 years, of course depending on the technology. One of the advantages of startups is their solutions are entirely customizable and they're flexible in terms of project setups. An excellent example of this is the project of automated driving at the BMW plant, where cars can drive through production without a driver. I would say that this project is unique because it was realized in collaboration with two different startups that we have brought together. It will improve the efficiency of logistics for new vehicles in factories and distribution centers, which wouldn't have been possible if these two startups had not combined their work. Looking towards the future, I am convinced that startups will play a key role in the automotive industry and that they will set the pace for the availability of new technologies. For example, let's look at Uber. Their active driver count is estimated to be, I think it's around 5 million worldwide. The most expensive factor in their business model is the driver. This fact has led to huge investments in autonomous driving and has accelerated the development of sensors and algorithms. In the end, it's the regular customer who will benefit. More and more companies are emerging, and an increasing number of developers are working in this field. This will make autonomous driving more affordable and, at least I hope so, available at an earlier stage. Looking at the limited space in urban areas, I personally believe that the concept of a vehicle will change significantly. Cars will no longer function only as a means of transportation. For example, we will be able to use our parked cars as private offices for virtual meetings or as private spaces for coffee breaks or even afternoon teas. Another example for startups shaping our future are companies that are working on direct air capturing solutions. I'm not sure if you ever have heard of this, but they will enable the capture of all the CO2 that we produce and provide us with a cleaner air to breathe. Connected vehicles will be able to communicate with the infrastructure, such as traffic lights, or other vehicles in order to optimize the traffic flow. Cars will communicate with our homes and probably even become part of metaverses. Imagine that during your shopping trip in the metaverse, a delivery service puts the article you buy directly in your trunk. And that's not all. Cars will become our personal companions. They will be able to understand our emotions or maybe even to monitor our health over extended periods. Just think about it. As a long-term companion, our car maybe even will be able to warn us of potential health issues, maybe such as a stroke. And finally, there's the topic of sustainability. In my vision of the future, cars will become part of closed-loop systems. What does that mean? That means that we will be able to reuse and recycle every single part, and vice versa, use as many recycled materials in our cars as possible. We see hundreds of startups in different industries working on sustainability, and I'm sure that they will become important enablers for a greener future. The possibilities for innovation or for new business models towards a sustainable mobility are endless, And with the venture client approach, we will be able to provide those innovations to our customers much faster.